We're back here on our pregame show from the Manistique Little Bear West Arena. The Emeralds playing tonight against Kingsford. First ever home game. And John Nutkins, this means a lot for the association, doesn't it? And in particular for the Manistique boys on your roster.
Yeah, absolutely. When the schedule started coming out, this is the one we circled on the map, the first home game. So, yeah, we are really amped up for this.
There's a lot of things going on tonight. You're trying to get the little kids out here, draw a bond with the older kids, that kind of thing. Describe some of the things that will be going on here tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be really big for the youth hockey associations here. We've hopefully created a culture where kids want to, strive to be on this team. So, we're going to fill the building and have a good time here. And I'm hoping that all these young kids are looking at what these kids are doing and striving to be just like them.
Well, I looked out on the ice a little while ago, and I noticed you with the Bantams. I'm like, what's he doing down there? I asked your son, what are you doing down there?
Yeah, no, hey, this is a program. It's not just a high school team. So, yeah, we're trying to work with all the age levels. In fact, I coach an 8U team also. So what's going to happen with that 8U team is my high school kids are going to help me coach that. So,
well, you have good numbers. Hey, I know it's spread out amongst three communities or three and a half communities, but 35 kids, that's a lot of interest.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's been a lot of interest and a lot of, there's a lot of dedicated coaches and parents out there that have really made this happen. So, I mean, when we have a tryout and you have way more than enough trying out for it, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Now, as for the on-ice stuff, you played these guys earlier this year in Iron Mountain in a 1-0 game. Very well-played game. Gave up the one shorty. Describe how you feel you match up with these guys. Obviously, emotion will be on your side tonight.
Right. They're not a real big team, but, boy, they don't have a kid on their team that doesn't skate well. They skate very well. They're very aggressive. They attacked our points very well, and that really messed with us that first game. So I feel like I think we know what we need to do there. And honestly, we just haven't practiced that much. And now we're to the point where we're starting to look a lot more crisp in practice. And, I'm super excited about what this game will be. My favorite thing about Kingsford is they compete till the end, and it's if we're up or they're up, they're going to be going the same speed. So I really respect the heck out of them for that.
Well, and they've got nine freshmen. I mean, they've got a lot of young guys who are really getting their feet wet right now, maybe taking their lumps, but they're going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good program, and I know a lot of people that have helped with the youth program there, and major testament to what they've been doing, seeing that, quite honestly, they're surprising some people because they are so young, and they're competing this year quite well.
Well, let's talk a little about your seniors here, guys like Kobe Petrich, who played with us in Escanaba. And you've got, Jack's not a senior, but Jack McEvers is a real hardworking kid. Really, So you've got some kids on here who really care about hockey.
Yeah, and you know what? The leadership's really good with these older kids. And, it's I just talked to Kobe not too long ago. Him having been here has been really important to us because we have zero kids that have experienced high school hockey. So having Kobe here is kind of a calming presence for us because when he talks and says things in locker rooms, especially between periods, kids are listening because he's been there. So that's been a major help for us.
And I'm going to have to put the father hat on for a second for this question and talk about what, even if he wasn't your kid, it's remarkable what Johnny has been able to do to be able to be back to even play this sport.
Yeah, so going back to last winter, we went into the doctor's office not knowing if he'd ever play a sport again. So to have him be able to play hockey last year and then football this year and have a really good season with his team, it's a great story. I'm glad he's got the coverage, and he deserves it. He's a really tough kid, and that's part of the leadership we're talking about with this team.
Yeah, I told him I still haven't got the $20 yet for voting for him for that award.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think he deserves it, but $20 sounds good.
That's right, no kidding. Okay, what do you want to see out of your boys tonight, John?
I think we're ready to play at this pace, and the biggest thing we've been talking about is no more coasting from our forwards. Play your 45-second shift up and down the ice, forecheck the heck out of the puck. If we don't have the puck, we got to go get it. And if we do that, I'll be pretty darn happy.
All right, good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.